Well, it's Thirsty Thursday. Thirsty. It's the news, according to me. Oh, it is Thursday. Thirsty Thursday, April 24th, 2025, and it is 12:02. It's noon already. Where has the day? Well, I know where the day's gone. It's been a crazy day. We suffered some technical difficulties here this morning. Well, actually, over the last couple weeks, I have not been able to use the internet here at the main worldwide headquarters of the news, according to me, because the internet was out. I think. It had something to do with a storm. I know the power went out here for a couple of hours, for almost a day, for 24 hours. And I was gone on a trip, of course. And I couldn't access anything. My security cameras, nothing. My thermostats, nothing. Couldn't get on anything. And, of course, couldn't use the Wi-Fi for the purposes of creating a show or uploading a show. And so I ended up, everything's back on, everything except for my thermostat. I got to figure out how to get, my thermostat runs on Wi-Fi. Everything else plugged in. The computer's plugged in. Everything's plugged into the router. But I got a new router. And I have to say, at the moment, I'm very impressed. This router, I was told the other router was better. This router is doing a much better job. Now, maybe the router I had was just never any good. I always had problems with it. It was always causing me problems. This particular one seems to be, I must have a better connection or something going on here today. This is much better. This is more like how it operates at my house, which is that I have the same router at my house. And this one is just way far better so far. So I've been using it for 5 minutes. So it's, I don't know. We'll have to see how this goes. But in the meantime, this is the show, and this is the, we are here at the worldwide headquarters with my cup of chai that I actually created at home and heated up some water here at the office. And my water heater at the office doesn't work. It's got a leak in it somewhere. I think it's just a fitting, but I haven't been able to get it fixed. And it's kind of a messed up deal because I can't use the water here like normal. Because if I turn on the mixer faucet, it sends water back into the water heater, which causes it leaks from there. So I have one faucet a couple faucets here I can use. One of the bathroom faucet, I can use that because I can shut off the hot water and just use the cold water. So, but then I have to, I use bottled water. For the water, little water pot thing, hot water pot thing. So I can make my chai. So I have chai with my Almond Joy creamer that I brought from home. And then I also have my homemade, yesterday I made an entire gallon of homemade sweet tea. And it's one of my better batches. It doesn't have peaches in it yet, or that hasn't been possible yet. We're gonna try and experiment with some frozen peaches. Pizza. I wonder if I should put pizza in there, which we have a bunch of right now. We got a bunch of pizza because we ordered pizza a couple days ago. That's always kind of nice because then you get leftovers. You can heat it up and go. Oh, we're going to go to the Chief tonight, which is an ice cream place here in the vicinity, the local town. Planning on taking it's supposed to be up in the 80, close to 80 degrees. Take the top off the old Jeep. And head in there, which means to take the dogs and all that stuff. Should be kind of fun. My headphones are these headphones are making a weird sound. It's bugging the daylights out of me. Hopefully you can't hear the clicking. Can you hear that? I can hear it. Anyway, something weird going on there. I don't know what's happening with that. It's not making any sense that it's making that noise. Anyway, so that's not good. That's not a good sound. I don't know if it's coming through or not, but anyway, a couple things to talk about. the left is just insane. They have no message, of course. We all know that. They have no vision. They have no future. They have no interest. By the way, we are live on Podbean right now. If anybody happens to click on and is on the show, I am not actually monitoring the chat box. So if anybody does get on there and has any comments, usually there's some people that get on, say hi or something. But it's if you do happen to get on there and look at the chat box, it's not going to show you. I'm not going to be able to read it. It's just I've got stuff up here. I've got a monitor while I'm doing the recording. Now, next month, after the 9th, the show is going to start getting interesting. I'm going to be taking a little bit of time off work for some family things. And the beauty of that is I will have time to actually get some things organized and set, hopefully, get some things organized and set up and kind of spend a little more time. Because that's really, I just need to get, you know, I just don't have enough time to work on all the projects that need to be done. And hopefully this is going to give me about 6 weeks to get some things done and literally just get the show to a different level. And one of the things I want to do is be able to do live shows on Rumble at least one a week. I'd like to do every day live. I know that's kind of not realistic. Now, I could do shows probably and post them on Rumble. But the goal is to be able to do video shows, and I'm working on ways to put all that together and actually make it live. Rumble has a pretty good app now that I think you can do. You can go live with Rumble from the app. I have never tried it. I almost did one day, did not do it. I think I might try that. I think Podbean also does as well, but I can do it live from the app. We'll get that all figured out, and we'll do a lot more live broadcasting after that if we get through all that. If all of that comes together properly. The good thing is the internet here now works, so that's always helpful. So hopefully that will be of benefit to some extent. All right, the left is, like I said, they are doubling down on stupid, in my opinion. The what they've done now, James Carville just came out recently and said we really need to. I wonder if I can play this. This might be possible. It's got to be in my history because I just played it. Let's see if we can go back and find this. In other news, Letitia James is really, really in trouble. Here, is this it? Yeah, this is James Carville. This is Memeology. We'll try to play this. See if we can find it. Here he is. This is via courtesy of Memeology 101. This is April 16th, which is just, what was it, a week ago. James Carville,
should we really here we go. Fight on this charge,
this is this fight is. More by the way, he's talking about bringing back the gang member, the MS-13 guy, Abuego or whatever his guy's name is. Should we make this a Democrat issue? Now James Carville has been pretty much irrelevant ever since he ran the Democrat Party candidacy for one. Bill Clinton, in what you see, what year was that? 92? I think it was 92. It was 92. George Bush the first, the old man, George H.W. Herbert Walker Bush, served one term and was just not doing the job, especially in contrast to Ronald Reagan. He just was a fading wallflower that never just, he just never really, I like the guy. I thought he was doing a good job as president, and he didn't run a very good campaign. Now, that being said, they pushed this idea that the economy was terrible. And of course, at the end of the whole thing, after they won, the one statement that, you know, they had this little debrief and they showed it. And of course, James Carville, his big statement was, it was the economy, stupid. That was his big statement. It's the economy, stupid. And they kept on this idea that the economy was terrible, and the economy wasn't that bad. The economy is going through a cycle, which it does about every 7 or 8 years, it's at the, or 6 to 7 years, I guess it is. And of course, the political pundits will play that cycle. That it's there was always a correction before that, and it was always kind of this thing that would happen. And this was going on ever since Nixon took us off the gold standard. That we've always gone through this correction thing, and the correction has a lot to. And the problem was that every time there was a correction, it went into kind of a bad situation. It was this constant thing. It was going on and on, and it still is to this day. We still have these corrections, and people play the corrections, of course, and so they have these political abilities to screw around with all that and make it out to be something that the current administration, however they want to play it. And they literally did, they were able, they accomplished the what I call wagging the dog. So the when the tail wags the dog. And what I mean by that is they just kept repeating it over and over until they made it. So the economy was not that bad. The economy was going through a low dip, a cycle. It wasn't anything like 2008 or anything like that. It was a low dip in the economy. Things weren't running that well. Part of that was because of some things, some trade agreements that had gone through. Some of that was due to Herbert Walker Bush, some of his policies. It wouldn't have lasted very long. In fact, it didn't last very long. In fact, we went into, of course, as soon as Clinton stepped into office, obviously, oh, the economy's great now, because he's in office. Some of the things that Clinton did, he fired 4,300 government workers or something, or 400,000 government, whatever it was. There's some ridiculous number of government workers he fired. And that was okay. That was great. Oh, yeah, stick it to the man. But now, of course, Trump does it. It's all wrong. Now, I hear on the left all the time, I hear people saying, well, you got these people who are, they love Trump, and all they do, Trump can do no wrong. Oh, they're just these Trump, these MAGA, worshipers. I'm showing some network unstable. Please check your connection. How's that work? Oh, I just went away. So we have these workers out there, of course, but then we get these people on the right, these MAGA crazy wacky crack. They call it, how they refer to them. So we have these people who are supposedly MAGA. These MAGA nuts. Trump can do no wrong. Everything he does is it's all a part of 4D chess. And then there are those people out there. I would say about 15% of the MAGA crowd. Yeah, maybe 10%. Just thinks, everything he does is right. 5% of them, probably, maybe a little less, just think that he's walking on a cloud, and he's everything he does is brilliant. And there's the rest of us that just like the guy because he's not an establishment guy, and he's a businessman. He knows what he's doing. He's not stupid. And he can make some mistakes. There's some things about him we don't like, but the balance is we like the general thrust of where he's going. He's kind of for the it's very obvious he is hitting a home run with the people who are making less than $100,000 a year for the most part. I mean, the average working man out there understands this guy, and he understands them. He's had to work with these people all his life. Construction workers, people that building buildings, dealing with real estate, working with the common man. He's had to do this all his whole life. He's been out there in the real world. He hasn't been a politician all of his life. He's had to deal with politicians all of his life. And he understands this. And so I think that's where he's connecting with people for the most part, because he may not, all of his policies may not align with exactly true conservative ideals, but it's common sense for the most part. And he's got reasonings for what he does. At least he's got some reasoning behind what he does. And the whole tariff thing is the same way. He's not setting up for a short-term, 2 years from now, having a good re-election campaign, kicking the can down the road. He's looking at, we need to set some things right for the country for the next 50 years. And that's going to cause some minor and sometimes major, some days major, whatever it's going to be, ups and downs, some volatility in the markets, some volatility in economic situation short term and probably less than a year, and this stuff gets straightened out and we'll be on our way, and things will be much more stable for a while because we have a better trade agreement set up. Now, China's kind of the only one that's holding out on a lot of this stuff. They're, behind the scenes, most of the countries are you know, capitulating to the idea that, hey, we need to do better deals. We need to, you know, we need to have reciprocal agreements and make this work. And that's the majority of the nations are doing that. China has backed out, thinking that they were going to try to take business away from us. And of course, the left would have you believe that that's all that's happening. That's not happening at all. Our economy's far too powerful for that. Canada's not even really bending very well, but they're going to, and it's a hot topic political issue right now. As soon as the election's over, which I think is in like next month, up in Canada, as soon as they get that taken care of, that this is going to go away, and we're going to see trade agreements. We're going to see normalty to it all again. So by the end of this year, as we start to enter into the midterms for 2026, whatever it is, and that, so people are going to start ramping up their campaigns, and things are going to start stabilizing. It's going to totally change. Now you're going to see some Republicans, some establishment Republicans, are still going to be. There's still a lot of moles out there. There's still a lot of crazy people out there. However, this is one of the things that drives me nuts is these people on the left who will say, "Oh, those MAGA people, they think that Trump can do no wrong." Well, let me just put it the other direction. If you want to go down that road. There are those, and those of you who are saying this are included in this group. You don't think Trump can do anything right. If Trump does something, says something, you completely pick the opposite. Because if Donald Trump's saying it or doing it, it must be wrong. So who's most deluded here? And those of you who are just, you know, if Donald Trump says something, it's especially if the left tells you it's wrong, then you're going to stand up and you're going to start posting the memes. You're going to start every day. You're going to start post every meme that comes out that's against Trump and has the. You just post it. Don't do any research. Don't check on it. Don't try to find out if it's right or not. Don't do any math, especially. Don't do any numbers. Speaking of math, Norman Finkelstein. I've brought his name up a few times. I think he's a professor at some. Highfalutin snooty university, and he's supposedly some expert on Gaza, and the numbers that he puts out on Gaza are completely fake and phony. He doesn't know. I don't know if he did. He's probably been to Gaza maybe once. Maybe that's why he's an authority. He's probably been there. But that makes you an authority. That's I got to say, that's more than most pundits who talk about Gaza and how wonderful it is there, how terrible it is there, but how wonderful it could be if there wasn't so much oppression. He calls it the world's largest open-air prison. Well, who are the wardens there? Because Israel is not occupying that Gaza. It's just I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole. The thing that bothers me is all the numbers this guy throws out there. Half the population is children. Half the population is unemployed. Well, it's because they're children. I'm assuming he's talking about the working group. Of course, women don't really work there because it's not part of their culture, which means 25% of the men are men, grown adults, because I assume the other 25% are women. And the working numbers should be in the 17 to 18% of the men that were there. So there's only about, what does that leave? About 9%, 8 to 9% of the population is employed, according to his numbers. You start doing the math on this stuff, it's ridiculous. There's no society, no country in the world who has a population of children at 50%. It's unsustainable. You can't, that doesn't happen. You can't have that many children all the time. And if you do, the problem with that balance is that that means your population should be booming, growing like crazy, unless people are dying like crazy when they get up into when they become adults. Now, granted, they may not be living very long there. I don't know. But at the same time, it's just do the simple math sometimes on this stuff, Mr. Norman, and see how this goes. Because typically they don't do any math. They just take this guy's word for it. Same thing with the leftists. Their math never works out. James Carville now, and I'm going to play the rest of this. He goes on to this whole thing about how the left should be standing up for these guys, this Abuego guy. And so here we go. He's going to play the rest of this because it's very telling. Let's just put it that way.
Ordinary people, and this we should fight out. You can't pivot to an economic issue. Wait a minute. This is why we think we are a country. And if they do this to him, it's an old saying. First they came for the, you know, whatever, and then whatever, and then they came for me. You know what? You know why you remember that saying? Because there's wisdom in it. There's real wisdom in it. And history has taught us that. And first they came for him, and then we're going to say no right there. We got to keep fighting this. I think this is worthy of being on the top agenda of things that we're going to fight over, is get this guy back home.
I completely agree, and just drill home every day that this guy is saying screw you to the United States Supreme Right. Court. Maybe that'll give a backbone, which has been lacking so far, to John Roberts and some of the others, because he is making them look like fools.
No, they just are fools. No, that's the issue here. The ridiculousness of this kind of a statement. When you get somebody who's this much out of touch. Now, James Carville at one time he was relevant. He's no longer relevant. The guy looks like a warmed over corpse, but he's definitely not in the mainstream of the party anymore. In fact, I would say the party has left him. He's left him literally, showing play on words there. He has the audacity to come out and act like he's relevant anymore, which he's not. I think the older crowd, the generation that remembers Bill Clinton and all that stuff. However, they won't come out and condemn anything Bill Clinton has done. The whole Me Too movement, anything like that. This guy was messing around with more women. And we only know about one intern. Where there's one, there's probably more. And it's been one of those weird situations where they have no condemnation for Bill Clinton. He did things that were far worse than anything that we know of that Trump has ever done, and yet. Trump is the pig, whereas Bill Clinton, who literally defaced the Oval Office by taking advantage of, in my opinion, it was huge manipulation on his part of an intern, and we're supposed to be okay with that. It's supposed to be just, let's just forget about that. What he does in his private life is his own business. Donald Trump just mentions on a recording what popular people can do, what they can get away with. And all of a sudden, he's the one who's out groping. Because he mentioned what popular people do, what they're able to get away with. Well, that the popular people didn't like that because that's what they've been doing. So they have to push it back. It's all about projection with these people. I just happen to notice there's a fellow here in the chat. I've seen him quite often. And usually when I have a show, he pops in. I'll read some of the comments here. While I'm doing the show, I can't really type much. I'll look at it as people have become immune to essentially put up with a front and pretend they have it all together. That is very true. And I know that in that they front And I know that the front they are putting up of pretending to have it all together couldn't be further from the truth. Exactly. They're living. It's all portrayal. It's all an act. It's all political theater. David Brinkley made one accurate prediction. Brinkley said that Clinton's second term would be more nonsense. Yeah. Essentially predicting that Clinton's second term would be a disaster. And it was. It was absolutely a disaster. Eric, trying to read what the thing. I can't really see the screen very well from here, from where I'm doing this, because I got two screens here, and one is, I've got to monitor my audio stuff here. But welcome to the show, Eric. He's on here posting some comments. But yeah, it's true, very true. The whole Clinton disaster, the whole Clinton thing, and then of course to have Hillary Clinton come out. And she was supposed to be the most wonderful person in the world. She was supposed to beat Donald Trump in 2016. And she was, you know, everybody was with her and all this stuff. And there was no way she was going to lose. Of course, the same thing we heard about Kamala Harris. And now they're finally coming out and admitting, well, to some degree, that they knew Joe Biden well. I didn't know when I said those things, like we played it yesterday. Elizabeth Warren saying that, well, when I said those things, I didn't know he was, you know, in such bad shape. I believed it to be true at the time. So you're saying now that you were wrong. And here's where the problem comes in. They never come out and admit, I was wrong, I didn't realize it, or I lied, or I wasn't being honest with the American people. There are a few people out there who have finally come out and started to say, well, I guess I tried to cover some things up. I kind of knew things were bad. The one guy that was in charge of his campaign, this is a story that I'm sure the left hasn't been hearing this. Before the debate, that fateful debate that ended up, you know, they started turning on, because it was there for the world to see, started turning on Biden. He was doing debate prep, and apparently he stepped away to take a little break, walked out to the pool, and just took a nap. He wasn't connecting. The guy says he wasn't connecting. He wasn't aware of what his campaign was doing. He wasn't aware of what the Trump campaign was doing. He was completely out of everything that was going on. Now, he can blame all that on having a cold and having been traveling. Donald Trump's traveling all the time. He's constantly traveling. What do you think he's going to be doing as president? You think he's going to be traveling, doing more of this, and he's going to be out of it, taking a nap by the pool? Literally. He didn't even spend 30 minutes in debate prep because he was so out of it. Ended up sleeping for like 2 hours out by the pool. And they wouldn't wake him up because nobody wants to deal with the guy. You don't want to wake that guy up from a nap. I can just imagine how he would be. So that's where we're at with this whole thirsty Thursday. Because, you know, I got two things to drink here. I got chai and sweet tea. So that's why I'm not as thirsty as I was, but it's still thirsty Thursday. So We're thirsty for justice, I think, in this country. We're thirsty for some common sense. We're thirsty for what I believe to be some basic good news about the economy, good news about, let's get some things on track. The whole woke agenda. The left just continues to double down on all this stuff. Now they want to. Now James Carville believes it's the best idea for the Democrats to really go after this idea of getting this Abuego guy back from El Salvador. Now, how ridiculous do they think we are? I don't understand. This is another 80-20 issue. And of course, the left continues to cover up for this guy. He's actually a citizen. He's actually going through the asylum process. He's going through all the, they continue to just make excuse after excuse. He was wrongfully deported. And if he comes back, he will be deported again. So, and of course, the Supreme Court is kind of going back and forth with all kinds of different thoughts and ideas. And of course, even the other day, one of the people who went down, one of the Congress ladies who went down there on the taxpayer dollar, Because that's the big thing now for them all to go down. They have to take a vacation and paid vacation in El Salvador. So they all go down there for this 30-minute phone call they're going to try to make, you know. And they get down there and they find out that they are now, all they say is, well, what did this lady say? She said they have told Donald Trump that he has to facilitate and effectuate his return, this guy's return. That is not what the court said at all. There is so much stuff piled up against this guy in terms of his MS-13 connections, membership. And like I've said before, there's no roster. You can't just go to let's just go online to the MS-13 website and find out who's a member. No, you don't do that. That's not the way it works. They don't have official membership cards. You can't just, here's the guy's membership card. That's not the way that works. So in this case, they just got this guy who, informants, and he's been found with all the paraphernalia in the areas, meeting with people, doing all kinds of things. And there's some other things that have come out now in the last 24 hours, I believe, that are pretty condemning of this guy. And he's basically doesn't belong here. He was definitely deportable. And since 2019, he was ordered deported then. And he tried to go through some kind of process. And, of course, the president, the executive branch, has full authority in immigration status. They can boot anybody out they want to that's not a citizen here. And he's not a citizen, even if he's going through the process. So there's all this. Of course, now they all claim, the Supreme Court came out and ordered him to do this, or this judge ordered him to do whatever. And then, of course, this one was the Maryland, Maxine Dexter. That was her name. Yeah, thanks, Eric. Yeah, so they come out with this stuff. And they're trying to push this agenda that the executive branch can be pushed around by the judicial branch. It doesn't happen that way. Donald Trump can't walk into the Capitol building and say, "Well, you guys have to change the way you're doing things here. You have to do this now. You have to vote on this today," giving them their agenda. That doesn't happen that way. Now, he can put forth bills. He can put pressure on. He can do all kinds of things behind the scenes. You can't just walk in and tell them how to do their business. Immigration is part of the executive branch business. You can't stick up for someone's rights if they're not a citizen of the country. That's just the way it is. What we really need to get to happen here is that the Congress and the Senate need to get behind Trump and say, okay, we're gonna change the make sure that the laws here are all in favor and make sure that they're all – that's what they did to him. The January 19th – or J6 thing, I'm sorry. The J6 thing, there was a loophole. There was a path for Mike Pence, whom I have met personally recently. Didn't ask him about this, but he said there was no I had to do what I was constitutionally bound to do. There was a path for him to send the votes back because there was a lot of questionable stuff that had been going on. Let's send it back and get a recount. Let's get this stuff certified again. Let's make sure that everything's right. He could have done that. There was legal pathway for that. He could have been sued. There could have been other lawsuits. However, it would have happened. Roberts wasn't willing to do it because of riots. We didn't have riots in 2000 when they gave it to Bush. So the whole thing was based on this idea that Donald Trump was an insurrectionist and all this stuff was happening and because he directed it. But there was no benefit of the doubt. There was no real consistency. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. But they just completely obliterate. They'll say one thing one season, one time around, and then the next situation comes up and they're totally on the opposite side of it, saying that that's not, you know, we can't do it that way. Because of the hypocrisy, the projection, the hyperbole, all the other stuff that's going on. It's just very infuriating to some degree, more than anything. Is the hypocrisy, I guess, the double standards is what really probably gravel me more than anything in the world. And it's just frustrating sometimes when I have to experience those things. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi was given requests for more security, but she basically thumbed their nose and noses at the women in law enforcement. It was, yeah, she was offered. I think the whole thing was a setup. I think January 6th was a setup. They knew it was, you know, potentially going to happen. They had, you know, all the informants were out there, all the antagonizers were out there. Everything that was done there, and of course Nancy was being recorded during the whole thing by her daughter, supposedly some documentarist. I've never seen any of her documentaries. I mean, anybody can be, you know, I guess if that's what she wants to call herself, because she's living on her mother's investment opportunities. She has to act like she has some kind of a position, a job or whatever. So she's there recording with some kind of camera, doing a documentary on Nancy Pelosi's life. Just happened to be on January 6th. We've got all these weird things. One of the things that she says, and I've got this on the front of the show here, but we had one of the things that Nancy Pelosi said that day was, I hope he comes up here. I'm going to punch him in the face. He's going to be trespassing. I'm going to punch him in the face. I'm going to go to jail and I'll be happy. Well, first of all, Donald Trump, as the president, when the president steps on Capitol Hill, it's not posted property. If he comes through security and he comes in and he's walks into the Capitol Hill, he can come in and observe. He can do whatever he wants to over there. You don't have to give him the podium. But he can step in anytime he wants to. Just like Nancy Pelosi, as the House Speaker, could go to the White House anytime she wanted to and request a meeting with the president. She can walk in and do that. She's not trespassing. It's not posted. You haven't been asked to leave. You haven't been banned from the property. Unless he's been told he's not allowed on the property, he's been, you know, officially banned from the property. That's not trespassing. He's not breaking the law by stepping on the Capitol grounds. It's just so ridiculous. But that's how insane these people. Well, they get this ridiculous Trump derangement. It blows my mind how far these people go. Anyway. So I'm still thirsty, and I probably should get some lunch. You know, I haven't had lunch yet. It is afternoon. It is now 12:39 Eastern Standard Time. I haven't had any lunch. I haven't had anything since breakfast, which was like at 6:30 this morning. No wonder I'm hungry. I'm famished. So I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up, call it a day. And I appreciate Eric stopping in and plugging in with some things. That's very helpful, very encouraging. Appreciate the good words and the likes and all that stuff and everything there. Once again, folks, I've got to get moving on. I've got some other things I got to get done today. And like I said, I'm going to go out for ice cream tonight with the Jeep and the dogs and my wife. We're going to go get some ice cream because it's supposed to be like 80 degrees right here in Indiana. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for participating in any way that you have. Folks, I want to. Tomorrow's show is going to be Freaky Friday. I've got a few audio clips. I may try to do a video. I'm not sure it's going to work out. This, like I said, after the 9th, 10th, right in that area, somewhere of May, the show is going to take on a very different feel and probably have much more. Probably have some live video, if nothing else besides recorded video. So we'll get that done. God bless. Have a great rest of your day, folks.